You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. Beach Boys here on a Wednesday. Got a couple emails that somebody sent me a link to the death notification telegram from, let's see, DC-26, I'm not seeing a date on it. December, oh man, December 25th. That's brutal. Yeah, December 25th, 1943. Let's see, to Mr. and Mrs. Charles Hildebrand. 2801 South 6th Avenue, Tucson, Arizona. The Navy Department deeply regrets to inform you that your son, John Kenneth Hildebrand, pharmacist mate, first class United States Navy, was killed in action in the performance of his duties and the service of his country. The department extends to you its sincere sympathy in your great loss. On account of existing conditions, the body, if recovered, cannot be returned at present. If further details are received, you will be informed. To prevent possible aid to our enemies, please do not divulge the name of his ship or his station. Rear Admiral Jacobs, the Chief of Naval Personnel. Wow. So, the date is December 26, 1943, on the death notification. Wow. So that was in World War II. I'm curious about the about how in Korea people were notified. So anyway, if you know, by all means, let me know. Here's another email. Well, hold on. Let me play the commandant. For those of you who didn't hear his comments, haven't seen his video, here's the commandant of the Marine Corps, General Robert B. Neller, talking about with a message relative to online behavior for Marines.
Marines General Neller here. These last 18 months, I spent a lot of time talking to you about how we as Marines must treat each other as members of this warfighting organization with dignity and respect. I've spoken about the effort it takes to earn the title Marine, and our families and the nation are proud of who we are and have high expectations of our professionalism and competence. That our Corps does not care where you come from, whether you're rich or poor, whether you're a man or woman, what your sexual preference may be, only that you have the discipline, drive, and commitment to be a U.S. Marine. That when we make the team, we're all teammates, brothers and sisters, Marines. That we are seen by our fellow citizens as men and women of honor and virtue, possessing an unbreakable commitment to each other and to the nation. Unfortunately, it appears that some Marines may have forgotten these fundamental truths and instead have acted selfishly and unprofessionally through their actions on social media. So let me cut to the chase. When I hear allegations of Marines denigrating their fellow Marines, I don't think such behavior is that of true warriors or warfighters. As warriors, we all know that cohesion and trust within a unit and between Marines is vital to success on the battlefield. Right now, we all need to be focused on getting better, becoming more lethal, working day and night to stay ahead of potential adversaries, getting ready for the fight today and the one ahead. Not hiding on social media, participating in, or being aware of actions that are disrespectful and harmful to other Marines. It's embarrassing to our Corps, to our families, and to the nation. Now, the only way we have ever solved any problem our Corps has faced is to confront it head on. So if you believe you are a victim of any harassment or abuse via social media or otherwise, I would ask you to report it to your chain of command, your chaplain, or a victim legal counsel. For our NCOs and staff NCOs, I expect that you will support all Marines who report behavior that is prejudicial to good order and discipline, including conduct that is degrading to Marines. Ensure they are protected from any form of retaliation, and do all in your power to prevent harassment or abuse of any Marine or sailor. For officers, as senior leaders, we will ensure all in our charge understand the rules and regulations on social media conduct, harassment, and abuse, and that they clearly understand its negative impact on good order and discipline. We will ensure that the investigative process that is ongoing supports the reporting of conduct like this. If changes need to be made, they will be made. Our legacy is as one of the finest fighting forces the world has known, and I know that the vast majority of Marines take this profession of arms, this calling, seriously and work hard every day to build on that legacy. You train, you lead, you mentor your fellow Marines to become better warfighters every day. And to you I say, continue to march. I'm proud of you, and I will proudly go to war with you tonight. What we say and do each day represents who we are, and there is no time off for Marines. We are all in 24/7. And if that commitment to your excellence interferes with your me time, or if you can or are unwilling to commit to contributing 100% to our Corps' warfighting ability by being a good teammate and improving cohesion and trust, then I have to ask you, do you really want to be a Marine? We will get through this if we are all in together, treating your fellow Marines with the respect they deserve. I need all to be a Marine, to do your job. We will all need each other in the days ahead.
R.B. Kneller, Commandant, United States Marine Corps, with a pretty specific message. Let me get to a few emails that came in during the course of the program that I haven't got to before. First one from a female Marine. Hey, Mac, I enjoy your show. I think it's hard for male Marines to understand what female Marines go through. And honestly, I don't hold that against male Marines. They simply don't know. It's not the easiest job in the world, first of all. It's difficult, it's demanding, it's physical. To stay in good physical shape, especially if you're married, especially if you have kids, is not the easiest thing in the world. But we're Marines, just like everybody else, and we want to do it because we have that same drive that male Marines have to be better. What I'm hopeful of with this latest incident is that the Marine Corps begins to take decisive and demonstrative action against people who do this in a public way and send a message to everybody. I do agree with you in that all the classes have been held. Everybody's gone down and sat through this stuff. It's now time to put up or shut up. In my opinion, because of the pressure that will come from politicians and the public and the scrutiny of female advocates, whoever's a part of this will be dealt with harshly. However, what I hope is we're getting to a place in the Marine Corps, and a commandant said it in his message, regardless of your sexual preference, regardless of your color, you're a Marine. And we look at people like that. So I'm hopeful of that. I am uneasy relative to the whole women in the combat arms, because I do see it somewhat as setting women up for failure. I don't see how a female stays in those MOSs. You might do that right out of boot camp, but to go back and to continue to do that, I think is very difficult for the female body. While men get much stronger as they get older, I don't think the same is true for women. It will be interesting to watch. I hope that doesn't engender bitterness on the part of male Marines. The women who will try that certainly ought to be admired for their desire to contribute to the Marine Corps and be in combat arms. As we settle this dispute through practical application, I hope we use it as a learning process to make the Marine Corps better. And I think that on the backside of this latest controversy, it will be another installment in treating each other better, treating each other with respect. And I do believe in certain ways it's somewhat pioneering in terms of social media and how the institution deals with disciplining relative to what people say on social media. I don't think the UCMJ has fully embraced this phenomenon, and I think it should. The damage that people do on cell phones needs no elaboration from me. We see it every day. The harassment young people get in school that occasionally leads to suicide, the harassment between domestic partners in a relationship, all of it facilitated by the anonymity of the internet and the proliferation of the cell phone. I think the UCMJ needs to catch up and get with the times. I do believe there ought to be specific articles in the UCMJ that target this type of behavior. That, to me, would raise the bar relative to conduct and specifically put people on notice that it isn't a general article you'll answer to. It is a specific article in the UCMJ in which if you send images that you received with the expectation of privacy, that is a violation of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. It is a violation of somebody's privacy, and that won't be tolerated. Now, I also think there's one additional piece that I should speak to. I think that our society is very accepting of this behavior. It is, again, another warning to we females in particular to be extremely careful of who we share ourselves with. I say that and I can hear my friends chuckling, knowing that when we're out late at night, we're drinking and having a good time, that the conversation is very different. Because believe it or not, we have sex drives too. We are not perfect. We are not angels. We are human beings. We grow up in the same world where women are sexualized. And believe it or not, there's a part of all women, I believe, that enjoy that. We enjoy the attention. However, it is a very, very sharp sword that swings in multiple directions. And in an instance that you thought that you were having fun with somebody who you liked, who you've been intimate with, and you shared a part of yourself, to have that turn up on a public site, to me, ought to be punished, because it is certainly exploitive behavior. Enjoy the show. If you read this, in parentheses, I hope you will. Thank you very much. Semper Fidelis. You know, I think once you kind of back away from, you know, the initial story, and you begin to see the issue is the institution reconciling itself to a modern world. And it's certainly Article 120, Charlie, in the UCMJ certainly attempts to address a piece of it, and that is if those images are obtained from somebody unknowingly. The rest of it has to be covered. Again, the revenge porn piece of it is those were sent to me, you know, by consent, right? I didn't coerce anything. So what is my responsibility as somebody who receives that? And I don't think that has been clear. I don't think that has been defined clearly enough for people that serve in the military. Now we could say, well, there's revenge porn laws on the books in 34 states and the District of Columbia. Okay. But I think it should be spelled out very clearly in the UCMJ. And I say that because it's so prevalent. It's so prevalent. So, again, so everybody in the military knows, hey, look, something sent to you in privacy, then guess what? There is an expectation that you keep that private. And if you violate that expectation and you exploit that person, you will be punished under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. I think it makes it much more clear. Much more clear. And I think given the culture from which our recruits come from, officer and enlisted, I think that's an important distinction that ought to be made for them in a very blunt way. More of All Marine Radio coming up next.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
That'll do it on a Wednesday. Tomorrow we're going to talk Marines on Management. Will Cosentini's going to join us. So we'll talk to him about the discussion tends to be qualities that things that work, things that don't work. So that's how we set this up. So if you're a civilian or if you're a Marine, normally our guests all have things to say about, hey, here's what you have that really does work. And it was interesting. Angie Morgan last weekend talked about, hey, you've gone to the organization that teaches leadership better than anybody. You're a part of that. So use it. And the single most important thing that you've learned is nothing substitutes for caring about somebody. Nothing substitutes for that. And most of the time in the civilian world, they've never experienced that. They might have liked somebody, but not somebody who helped them. And it manifests himself in a lot of different ways. So my thanks this morning to Jarvis Lynch for coming on. It's kind of, again, interesting. As you broaden the lens on different crises that have happened in the Marine Corps, you talk about the way society has changed, becoming less Christian, more secular. And then, what are the behavior ramifications? But to me, the more that I look at it, you know, there's two major events that have changed our society incredibly. One is the internet, certainly. The internet allows people to make anonymous comments and then not only the internet, and communicate in ways that we weren't able to before, and access to people that we never had before. And then with the invention of social media, you're able to comment and for those comments to go around the world and in a big way. And then the creation of the cell phone gives everybody a device 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to go ahead and do that. I don't know that, you know, our institutions, have caught up to it. I think we struggle with it. And then taking the lessons of the institution and then inducting them into the organization, I think, is even another thing that lags. So the institution itself may have, but, you know, then the re-socialization of the members of that organization is an ongoing fight. And I think that's what the Marine Corps is struggling with. But I don't see it. I don't see this as any kind of catastrophic event other than embarrassing and stupid and exploitive. And to the extent that people participated in that, they should pay. And again, I agree with the different people that have said it, and I've said it. We've had enough classes, right? Now, if you violated that, you need to pay. So my thanks to retired Marine Corps Major General Jarvis Lynch for coming on. My thanks also to his son, by coincidence, Tim Lynch, who's on Free Range International. He's financing a trip, so he's got a GoFundMe page up there. So don't be afraid to do that. He's also headed for Afghanistan to be embedded with Task Force Southwest, which is the Marines that are headed back there. And the basis for the Marine deployment is the habitual relationship with the 215th Corps Afghan that is going back into Helmand. So that's the basis of all of that. Anyway, have a great afternoon. Transition Thursday happens tomorrow, and this program, you'll hear it again in a matter of minutes. So, if you haven't got your battle mug, battlemug.com, check it out. Otherwise, have a great day. On a Wednesday, All Marine Radio, out.